Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktam Isha Misha Vatarakam Tat Prakashang Satat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangakam Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahodito Gauro Deye Pushpavanto Chitro Shando Tamonudo Anarpita Chirin Chirat Kurunya Batirno Kalau Samapiatum Munutuj Valarasang Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purita Sundara Duty Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuritu Vashachinandanaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'd like to thank all the devotees who have gathered here on this great occasion.
In the
What is the great occasion? Is it opening a hospital? No. Is it a new scheme for feeding hungry people? No. Very few people will appreciate how this is a great occasion. They might think from the cultural or literary point of view that but this is the great occasion of making the later pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, available to the Tamil-speaking people. And we would especially like to thank the representatives of the Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya for being present here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself personally established friendship with Venkata Bhatta and the other great devotees of Sri Rangam by staying there for 4 months.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri
We're all here by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This temple is here by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that mercy was showered upon the world through the medium of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Who in one sense didn't want to go to the Western countries. He wrote on his in his diary as he sailed across the ocean that I am so far from Sri Vrindavan Dham. But he wrote that my only solace, as I'm so far away from Sri Madan Mohan, Govinda and Gopinath, the deities of Vrindavan, my only solace is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. As Srila Prabhupada preached Krishna consciousness all over the world, he made a point to every night work on the translation of his books. And through his dedicated efforts, he made available to the people of the world the foremost foundational works for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. By giving us Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. One of the first books that Srila Prabhupada gave us was the Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Which is a summary study of the lengthier philosophical portions of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Later, at the request of some of his disciples, he embarked on the translation of the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada for all his gifts. They're all inconceivable, infinitely great, and that certainly applies to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita also. In just over 1.5 years, Srila Prabhupada, while traveling all over the world, translated the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita with explanations. And subsequently, the whole Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita has been translated from English to many other languages. French, German, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, Russian, Serbo-Croatian, most of the languages of East Europe, isn't it? Polish, Czech, most of the languages of Eastern Europe. It's also been available for quite some years in Hindi, Gujarati, Uriya, and Bengali, translated back from Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada translated from Bengali to English, and it was translated back to Bengali. Because most of Srila Prabhupada's purports are based on the commentaries of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Which is quite difficult Bengali, and it was translated back from English to more easy Bengali. And I believe it's available also in Telugu, Kannada, Marathi, no. Is it? Full Marathi of Chaitanya Charitamrita? No, no. Anyway, now it's available in Tamil also. So congratulations to devotees who worked very hard on that for several years. What's so great about Chaitanya Charitamrita? Chaitanya Well, it might take many lifetimes to understand that. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavang mang prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudur labaha. After many, many lifetimes of wandering around trying to understand what is the absolute truth, someone might get the idea that Krishna is all in all and surrender to him. Such a great soul is very rare. That's the beginning of our real good fortune. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great contribution, prema pumarto mahan. Krishna prema is the greatest, highest goal of life. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great contribution. That he gave the understanding of Shuddha Bhakti. One of the symptoms of which is Moksha Laghutakrit. It makes the very idea of attaining Moksha, which is the highest aspiration, makes it seem very insignificant. So beyond scholarship and rituals, simply to love Krishna, as the Vrajvasis love Krishna. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution is Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Yakalpita, the presenting that the highest, best method of worshipping Krishna is that which is known by the Gopikas of Vrindavan. So these are all very great topics. You have to discover for yourself. Around the time that I was mercifully admitted into ISKCON, just shortly after that, the Chaitanya Charitamrita was issued for the first time. Two volumes had been published. The rest was pending. Srila Prabhupada told his disciples to print those 15 pending volumes plus two volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam in 2 months. Which they did, being empowered by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada to do the impossible. It seemed impossible, but they did it. So, advance copies, one advance set arrived in England, where I was stationed at the time. And the system was that whenever a new book, because at that time we were always getting new books of Srila Prabhupada. We Seventh Canto Part 1 would come, and then Seventh Canto Part 2, and it's very exciting that devotees for the first time would have a read this and know what's in there and what Srila Prabhupada has said.
Mm-hmm.
So the system was that when a new book came, the GBC member would get for one day. He had to read it in one day, and then he'd give it to the town president, who would read it in one day, and then it came down the line like this. So one evening at Bhaktivedanta Manor in London, I saw one devotee coming out of the room with a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. I hadn't seen him all day. He'd hidden away and was reading it all day. And I saw there were tears in his eyes. So being quite new, I didn't know what was going on. So I asked him, "Why are you crying?" So he said that if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita and you don't cry, you're not a devotee. So, if you want to know what's so great about Chaitanya Charitamrita, you have to read it. Someone who's new in Tamil Nadu, they might hear someone say, "Oh, I took some chakar pongal. Oh, so good, so nice." I may say, "Well, what's so good about it?" You can explain, but he can never understand until he tastes it. So you have to taste it. You have to drink the nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Karo Pan Jaha Hoite Bhakti Tattva Premananda Bhakti Tattva Gyan. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he advises us to daily drink this nectar. By which we will experience the bliss of Premananda. And knowledge, bhakti tattva gyan, knowledge of what is devotional service. The Chaitanya Charitamrita is unique in as much as it gives us entrance into the sweetest bhakti rasa. Plus it gives us all the bhakti siddhanta, the proper understanding of the bhakti tattva, the philosophical understanding of devotional service. All the siddhantas, all the conclusions of devotional service were compiled by Srila Jiva Goswami in his Satchandarbha, his six treatises, giving the whole understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam, what are the philosophical truths therein. In the opinion of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is itself is conclusive, pramanic, all the tattvas of these Jiva Goswami has given, they're all summarized in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So take some time out of your ridiculously busy life. Everyone in the modern age is ridiculously busy. Unnecessarily busy. Slow down. Take time for sadhana, chanting, hearing. And read the books which Srila Prabhupada has given us. All the essence of all the great acharyas' teachings are all there in very simple format so everyone can understand. Everything we need to know to become fully Krishna conscious is in Srila Prabhupada's books. First we have to digest as much as we can the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Then we can enter into the vast ocean that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada prefaced his great exposition of Srimad Bhagavatam with a synopsis of the pastimes and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Srila
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed to the world the very essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that he has revealed to a large extent through his followers. Especially Srila Rupa Goswami, who by compiling the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has given a code with which to enter into Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Into Srimad Bhagavatam, sorry. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is the pastimes and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dr. Thomas Hopkins was a scholar, or still is a scholar of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in America. And he heard about this new, this was 1966, he heard about this new Gaudiya Vaishnav movement in America. So he's very interested. And he met some of the first followers of Srila Prabhupada. And he was surprised that they didn't know very much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. He knew much more than they did. But he was struck by their tremendous dedication and faith. And he couldn't understand how they could have so much dedication and faith without knowing very much in a scholarly way as he did.
எப்படி இந்த பக்தர்கள் இவ்வளவு பலமான ஒரு நம்பிக்கையோடு இருக்காங்க, எனக்கு தெரிந்த அளவுக்கு தான் தத்துவத்தை ஆழமாகவே இவர் தெரிந்திருக்கவில்லையே என்று ஆச்சரியப்பட்டார்.
Then when he met Srila Prabhupada, then he understood. Then when he met Srila Prabhupada personally, then he understood. Because Srila Prabhupada, in his very person, brought the whole culture and the whole prema and the whole package of Krishna consciousness that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. So the same, whatever is, everything that is in the Vedas, everything is in Puranas, everything is brought to life by the very person of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna himself in the form of the ideal devotee. So I presume that all of you present here today are going to take a full set of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's definitely the most significant thing you'll do, not only in this lifetime, but in millions and millions of lifetimes. Just think what you've done in your life. Think of what you have done in your life. What are the most significant things? Maybe getting married. You don't agree with that,
huh?
Getting a visa for America. Getting a job as a photographer. Anyway, in every lifetime you get married, at least every human lifetime. The most significant thing you can do is to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As received through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. That is available in his books. Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to know me, read my books. If you want to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The very first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita tells us how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be known. Sangyakam. Vande Gurun, Isha Bhaktam, Isha Misha Avatarakam, Tat Prakashang, Tat Chakti. Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be known in this way. By offering respect to all the gurus, to all the devotees of the Lord, to the Supreme Lord Himself and to all His avatars. To all his manifestations and his shaktis. Anyway, it's a very great subject. You're very fortunate. Now you have the opportunity. You take this and read it kindly. Again, congratulations to the team who have worked very hard to make this available. Now they have to work on editing Srimad Bhagavatam, so that'll be a few more years. Hare Krishna. Vamcha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna.